www.thebeatles.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America! 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, so it's hour two here on the big program.
Yes, it is.
The greatest 2 hours you can have in all of the intergalactic realm found around this galaxy. Baldwin McCullough Live is the name of the radio program.
That's Stephen,
with myself,
always underselling the show.
With myself, Stephen Baldwin, and
always underselling.
My sidekick and cookie.
The most galactically overperforming piece of media ever to be invented.
My kooky sidekick, Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. What are you doing on there?
I have a chia seed stuck in my...
You know, since I had a root canal, that thought just...
I
right,
was really hoping you were
licking. I could tell you were licking number 14, the molar number 14.
Okay.
And that's where the chia seed is.
Yeah.
And I was imagining if it was where my molar on my number 14 was, the amount of pain I would be in right now. Because the last thing they said before they sent me out of the office today, whatever you do, don't press down on it. I'm like, I thought I came here to get that fixed. Well, it'll take a day. But once it's set, you're good. But whatever you do, don't touch it with anything.
We got lots of fine callers on the...
We do, and we're going to get to everybody. And thank you for Ralph and Gino and Mara, and we're going to get to you real quick. But I have to say thank you to someone first. I have to say thank you because yesterday, my good wife, she pulled off the unexpected. My lovely bride planned for me my 44th birthday party. And so for those of you that are watching on Biz Television in the UAN, this was my thank you card to Stephen Baldwin and his lovely bride for coming to my party. See, this is a cartoon of ours. You can tell I'm the bald guy, and Stephen's the guy with hair. But it was just my way of saying thank you. I had this cartoon commissioned.
Sure.
In honor of the Baldwins, and it's me bending down saying thank you for coming and taking part of your very busy Friday night to come.
You're about to kiss the ring there.
I'm about to kiss the ring.
Yeah.
He's in a tux. I'm in just my normal, you know, shirt and tie.
Yeah.
And the Stevie Baldwin in the cartoon is thinking about one thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we need that sound effect so the bubble goes boing. Because the only word that's on his mind, the only word that ever counts, the only thing the Godfather can ever really concentrate on is the boiler.
Boiler. You know how hard it was last night not to ask for a second piece of cake?
Why didn't you?
Because it was that super special cake.
Yeah.
And do you know that I texted a photo of it to Alaya?
And what did she say?
Because
she knew what it was immediately.
In a second.
Yeah.
Freaked out.
Well, you know what the lovely bride said to me as I was out the door tonight?
Hmm.
So the tooth is not set for another day, right? And yeah. Well, I don't know how long that cake's going to keep in the fridge. And I was thinking maybe I should have a second helping of it.
Yeah.
Now, she got this cake from this place called Momofuku, or the Milk Bar or something. But one is owned by the other. The two different places.
Okay.
Anyway, and at the Milk Bar... And for those of you that think I just swore, I didn't. I promise you, that's a real name of a real restaurant, Momofuku in New York. But they have these dessert stores called Milk Bar. And I don't know what's in this birthday cake, but it is seriously like drinking butter. I mean, if you could.
Only better.
Maybe some bacon thrown in. A little maple syrup. It's hard
it's
to
good.
Describe how good this cake is. Anyway, so thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
Thanks for you're a busy guy. You're a world traveler. You've been in 18 countries in like 3 days.
Yeah.
His passport, it doesn't have any room for any more stamps. He said, I'm going to go somewhere next week. It said, I quit. just jumped out of his suitcase. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Let's start with Maura on line three, who's calling from Central Virginia. Hey, Maura, welcome. You're on with Stevie B and KMC, and we're talking about Noah tonight. What the Noah? What do you think about this movie?
I saw it this afternoon in Virginia, and, well, I knew a little of what to expect going in, and I knew the story of Noah, of God's goodness and wisdom and love, and it kept, the main theme was that God promised to keep him safe in the ship, because, and it boils down to, like in my own life, where God says, take my hand, walk with me, and I will keep you safe. And that's the message that I got. Evil is ugly. So the evil beings from the spirit world who produced with the beautiful earth women giants, and so they had to portray these evil spirits from the
Fallen angels is what you're referring to.
Let me ask you this, Maura. Do you think, based on what you saw, and also based on the fact that clearly Paramount Pictures gives a strong disclaimer says that it was only inspired by, did you feel that the film was so offensive?
I know with Hollywood license, how they can take something and stretch it, and they want the money. But the one good thing was there was no four-letter words in it. There was no swearing. So we know Noah was good. He wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Not
no.
Did you like the movie? Did you like the movie?
To see a film without all this swear words.
Did you like the movie? Did you like it?
What I didn't like about it was that Noah would even think of killing two babies.
Right.
Right.
And that's a part of the film where one of his sons finds a wife, and she gets pregnant, and she's going to have twins, similar to the Bible story, which was originally sons. They make them girls in the movie. Who knows why? That's part of their artistic storytelling creative license.
But they also use that to then justify, say, they had the wives for their sons, for the two unmarried sons, because some of the biblical critics have said, well, the wives were on the ark with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so there were three girls at the end with the three sons.
Right, but there is one scary moment where Noah says, if the children are born and they're boys, they can live. If they're girls, then I'm going to not allow them to live. And that's very scary.
Thank you, Maura, for the call. You know what? It just struck me. You have the Abraham story where God says to Abraham, go kill Isaac, right? Mm-hmm. And so he marches him up, and it's at the last minute that he pulls the ram out of the thicket and says, sure, no, kill him instead. And you have Glenn Beck, and you have a bunch of these guys that are calling Noah some sort of homicidal maniac because and I clearly thought when he was doing all of that, and I thought that the movie portrayed this, that he was off the rails, that this part was not from God. This part, and that's what Jennifer Connelly's character as his wife is pleading with him to show the godly trait of mercy in this scenario. And I thought that what you had there was a demonstration of how God impugned mercy to mankind, and Noah felt like it was necessary to impugn mercy that he had gotten something off course, and mm-hmm. so he changed course. A lot of these people are like, this Noah's a homicidal maniac. Well, what are you going to call Abraham when he was marching up to take Isaac's life? He thought he was being obedient. It was a test.
You know what else is kind of interesting to observe? Now that you mentioned that, it's got me wondering about like who has spoken positively or negatively or this, that. Isn't it interesting? Darren Aronofsky professed, is it atheist or agnostic?
I think he's an atheist, and his wife, Natalie Portman, mm-hmm. is into that Kabbalah mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. other stuff. So,
isn't it interesting?
I bet their dinners are very fun.
Isn't it interesting? Not a peep out of Bill Maher. Not one.
No, he did say something about it.
Did he bash the movie?
2 weeks ago, yes.
That's okay, that's
said,
very
he
interesting.
Said it
what did he say?
He said, well, he more bashed God. But he was like, this demonstrates that God is just, you know, someone who wants to drown babies.
Was he saying that about the movie?
No.
Because this is my point.
Okay.
If Aronofsky is an atheist, and so is Bill Maher, it's very interesting that Maher gave Aronofsky
a pass.
A relative pass.
I don't know for sure. We'd have to go back and look at it. and he might not be giving him a pass even tonight as we speak. All right, real quickly, line two, Gino is calling from the Bronx. Hi, Gino.
A good thing you didn't put me on after you played the Godfather theme. I might take that personally. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. Relax. Anyway, here's the deal. I don't trust Hollywood. I don't trust an atheist. I don't trust anybody in the popular culture that bashes religious individuals. So unless you know the producer, the writer, the screenplay, unless there's an exceptional person like Rob Burnett, or even Mel Gibson with The Passion of the Christ, which I thought was a very accurate portrayal.
Yeah.
Go back and watch the old Hollywood movies, The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, The Bible.
Yep.
Greatest story ever told, and you can't go wrong. And you save $12, and you don't even have to spend the inflated prices for
the popcorn. So, Gino, are you mad at us that we went to see it? Are you mad at us that we went to see it?
No. How could I be mad at you, Kevin, cool. And especially Stevie B?
See you, Gino. Gino.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's Ball and McCullough Live. If you're watching via the television, great television networks that carry this broadcast, that's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge, and it is a it's a beautiful night in New York. We have not had very many of these. Maybe it was getting Stevie B back from his movie-making adventures to the actual microphone that brought the good weather.
Right on.
I'll give you credit for that.
I take full credit and responsibility.
But that's still not going to get you the extra piece of birthday cake from my party last night.
Oh, yeah?
I hate to break it to you.
All right.
Now, if you can deliver a 70-degree day tomorrow, I might bring it over.
Okay.
We'll see.
I will pray.
888-340-3373. We have a special guest who's joining the discussion with us now, and I'm glad that he's here because when Adam Shee and the Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ group gets together, I know one of the things that they're hoping to see more and more of is great art penetrating our societal consciousness, and what a great week to talk to him about the biggest cultural issue in the country, which is a loosely biblically based film that has made enemies of people all over the city. People are against one another. Adam, welcome back to Baldwin McCullough. Good to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here. Happy birthday to you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. I'm officially old now as of this week.
I think you passed that.
And you weren't. Stephen wasn't with us the last time you were with us. But Stevie B, say hi to Mr. Adam.
How are you, sir?
I am thankful and very glad to be here with you and Kevin.
Big fan of your organization, sir.
Well, likewise, big fans of you as well.
Thank you,
Adam. We've been talking all night about the controversy surrounding Noah, and you've been one of the people on the top of my list I've wanted to ask this question of, because in some essence, this is going to be a record-breaking year for faith and values-friendly media creating movies. You've got Son of God, you've got God's Not Dead, and you've got Noah that are all going to be in the top 15 films this week.
Mm-hmm.
I did some math today, and if you add like non-biblical stories to the mix, you've got the Lego Movie that's still in the top 10. Frozen was in the top 15 last week. You've still got the Mr. Peabody, whatever that is, and then you've got Divergent that opened last week. You've got probably 8 or 10 of the top 15 movies that could be filtered into that values-oriented, faith and friendly vein,
mm-hmm.
and combined, they're earning so far over 200. They did 200 million last week and this week combined, most likely, mm-hmm. and over $1.3 billion in box office. Mm-hmm. And we're only to the 1st of April.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Adam, as someone who directs Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, what does that blow you away when you consider what we've got going on in media right now?
It's extremely exciting. It's beautiful. It's wonderful to see it happening. And you know, you can argue and you can criticize, you know, Noah for what it is. I mean, it's entertainment. It's like if you were to get mad at Angels and Demons years and years ago with Tom Hanks and think that that's going to, you know, be inaccurate as far as what it's trying to describe. It's entertainment. But Kevin, I love what you said. You said penetrating society's consciousness.
Mm.
So whether it's true to the holy book of the Bible, and whether it's so far away from that, it's still penetrating the consciousness of our society.
Absolutely.
Well, Adam, one of the things that we like about your organization is that you're on the cutting edge of raising up performers that are going to be, hopefully, making more of these types of projects in the years to come. And one of the reasons we have you here is we want you to just make a direct solicit to the people that we have access to here at Baldwin McCullough to raise up some new activists in the performing arts area. Now, for people that weren't in with us in the first hour last week, give us just a thumbnail sketch of what you do and why you're motivated to do it.
Well, you know, success in this industry, of course, as both of you know, it's about what you know and who you know. And that's what we've been doing for over 30 years, is teaching people what they need to know about the entertainment industry, and then introducing them to who they need to see. And now the most important part as a nonprofit ministry is our vision is to share the good news of Jesus Christ, is that great commission of Jesus Christ. We want to see that fulfilled in film, fashion, music, and theater, because well, these things have the greatest impact on our culture. And so if we can get positive role models, if we can get people that have the right character into media and entertainment, that can, as we see with all of these movies coming out now, can inspire a tremendous change.
Well, if you know a young person that's interested in getting into the performing arts, I want you to write some stuff down. Most importantly, a website, amtcaudition.com. You've heard us talk about that going on for months now, amtcaudition.com. That is where you can direct someone to find an audition near you and to begin the process of turning their raw, natural talent into a marketable asset and give them the kind of foundational tools to be successful in that. And, you know, Stephen, I remember you and I had a conversation, this was a few years ago, but you said, you know what's really missing is a place where people can go and trust the performance coaching and training and skill sets that they're getting. And this was before AMTC had crossed our path. And then when you guys did, it was exactly what Stephen and I had talked about. But talk to us about the process. Talk to us about how, if somebody has a young actor growing up in their household. Now, you know, Stephen's daughters have an advantage. Their last name is Baldwin, and they both resemble their mom. I mean, that's a. I guess they might look a little bit like Stephen, but they are very.
Well, that can't hurt.
They have a lot of genes that are working in their favor in that regard.
Thank you, sir.
But there are very few kids that have that advantage. So why should they begin this process, and what happens when they do?
Well, you know, when you're called to do something, you know, if you've got a kid and they're meant for the entertainment industry, or they're meant to be a model or an actor, I mean, they just have something innate in them. They're called to be performers, and so they need the right outlet. So it starts with getting informed. You've got to have the right information, and so you've got to invest time in the right places. So like you said, amtcaudition.com is a great place to get started. We have information sessions and auditions in over 40-some-odd cities across the country. Almost every weekend we've got an audition in a new city. So that is a great place to start and find out who we are, what we do, and get a chance to audition for a national scout. That can give you some feedback about what your potential is.
And who are some of the scouts that come, just so that people know the level of people you're working with?
Well, eventually, we work with 50 to 100 of the best agents, managers, and casting directors in the industry, where, you know, and not just in mainstream media, which is kind of where we started, you know, like the 20th Century Foxes and the ABCs and the big-time modeling people like DNA and Wilhelmina and Infactor, but also now Christian and faith-based companies as well, like
right.
Tyler Perry and even T.D. Jakes and of course, Sherwood Pictures, who did Courageous.
Right.
You know, So it's a very cool mixture of people that understand the faith-based movement.
Adam, hold that thought. What we're going to do is we're going to take this break. We're going to come right back. And we're going to take your phone calls still, friends. I know a lot of you want to still weigh in on Noah. Adam Shee is with us from AMTC. Right back on Baldwin McCullough. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
And I'm Kevin McCullough.
Been talking about the big movie Noah, all the controversy, had a lot of great calls. But we're here with Adam from AMTC. The website, again, is amtcaudition.com. An amazing organization. Myself, Stephen Baldwin, been working in the movie business 25 years, and well, I probably would have still gotten into trouble anyway, even if I had gone to AMTC. Sorry, Adam.
But they might have helped you avoid a few pitfalls.
No, but you know, coming to get to know you and your organization, I mean, just the serendipity of it all is just so awesome because right now my daughters are 21 and Haley's coming up on 18 in November, and I'm having a tough time of figuring out where I want them to go, because you got the Stanislavski method of acting and, you know, Uta Hagen and all this kind of stuff that...
Bless you. Need a tissue.
Exactly. In retrospect, a lot of those teachings are kind of weird and spooky and this and that, and it can be way too heavy for young people who are looking to just start out and have some more simple...
basic skill set.
Enjoyable experience and interaction when first delving into either acting and things like that. So I was just curious, when it comes to the training at whatever point in the experience with you, that you do offer that, and when it comes to that, is it across the board within all the realms of your organization?
Absolutely. You know, and the cool thing about is the training with us and the advice, it doesn't end. Our relationship with our performers and the families that we work with, it literally continues. So we take our performers up to the point where they can get exposure and meet some people, but then we continue to advise after that, because that fellowship and that community is really of such great importance.
Sure.
Like you said, you might have gotten in some trouble anyway, but it would have surely helped to have some of that camaraderie and that accountability.
Sure.
Well, if you were with us last week, you heard Adam and I discuss for nearly a full hour the importance of what they do. And, Adam, this is a key piece of your story, and I don't want you to not be able to tell it this week, because some people may have missed it. But AMTC has always been your call sign, but it stands for something differently now than it did. Tell us that story.
You know, it's all part of God's divine plan. We were not actors, models, and talent for Christ for our first almost 25 years. We were actually actors, models, and talent competition. Our founder wasn't a Christian until the company was in place for 25 years.
Wow.
And then there was a certain point in time where she just got burned out. The talent development industry is so tough, because there are so many just poorly run and unethical talent development companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just came a point in time where she just got burned out. And it actually was a good thing, because it got her to the place where she had this complete come to Jesus meeting. And eventually she came to me and she said, "You know what, Adam, I think we need to change the C in AMTC to Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ." And, well, I didn't know God at that time, and it was quite a shock.
Right.
But eventually God worked on me, and it was all part of his plan, because I don't think we would have ever built the relationships into these mainstream media partners and relationships had we started off as Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ.
And that was a risk for you, because you didn't know how that was going to affect your business. As you said, when she gives you that idea, you're not even a Christ follower yet. So you were like, "Hey, this could be the end of the business for us."
It was a real leap of faith, absolutely. And then the funny thing, even some of our Christian friends, when we were asking their advice, "Hey, we feel this call. We believe that God is telling us, you know." And I'm not one that really takes that lightly. And I certainly didn't quite understand everything even at that point. But I remember even Christian friends saying, "Hey, well, you know." Yeah, I mean, you could lose everything, because you've had 25 years of getting in this industry, and then you've got these relationships with these agents, managers, and casting directors who the vast majority aren't Christian and can be very kind of anti-Christian. But the coolest thing and just the way God works is the interesting thing is that of the over 300 relationships that we had built up to that point, when we became Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, only one of them refused to come back. And I just find that so interesting, you know. And because we kind of approved ourselves for the first 25 years, they
sure
really understood and appreciated who we were.
Well, and it was a confirmation of everything that was going on. Adam Shee is his name. He is with Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. The website is amtcaudition.com. If you have a phone and you want to contact him that way, it's 800-420. But the best way to do it is get online, amtcaudition.com. See where the auditions are taking place near you. As he said, there's new dates added almost weekly. And so it's really important that you get those performers that you know that are in your youth group, in your family, in your world, to one of those and give them a leg up. Stay with us. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In large format theaters.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York with you every week. We're glad to be here. Saturday nights, 9 to 11. We try to have a good time. And I would be much sillier tonight if I had not had that root canal today.
And I wasn't back.
And, you know, well, that's true. Well, see, that's...
Did I say that right?
I'm not sure.
You're sillier when I'm bad.
Yeah, yes. I think I am.
Yeah. You know, it's like one of the cutest things you ever said to me.
It's only half the pressure. Like if you're not here, I have to be full silly. If you're here, depending on how silly you are, I may not have to be silly at all.
No,
what did I say?
A couple weeks ago,
Adam, stop laughing. Nobody said you could laugh. You're a guest here tonight.
You know, because I've been to 3 different countries in the last 7-8 weeks. It's been nuts.
You've been to like 25 countries in 3 days.
But it was all New York, wherever, back to New York. New York, wherever. And it all came up very, you know, praise God. I'm just, you know, chalking it up to the good Lord. We got amazing stuff happening in China, Poland, and Italy. And I had to call you to say, KMC, don't kill me, but here I go again, and I don't think I'm going to make it. And you went like this. You went, well, the show's really not the same when you're not there, homie. You did this kind of really dopey, kind of Labrador retriever.
It's true.
Warm and fuzzy.
If I wanted
I really
to just
thought he liked me for a second. It was authentic. So, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I showed the entire television audience tonight the picture of my thank you card to you because you came to my birthday party last night. I was very proud of that. I thought
that moment on the call
was, you know, completely communicating.
Godfather music.
Yeah, because you went to Rome.
Oh, okay.
Because you went to Rome.
All right.
Hey, you never done your Brando for me. You got a good Brando?
And now you come to me. On the day of your daughter's wedding, you asked me to do a favor. That's pretty good, right?
That's not bad at all. That's really good.
Now, I like to mention Lex Luthor now and again. So,
right.
Now, Big Brother Alex.
For people that don't know Lex Luthor, it is Big Brother Alex.
A mind-boggling Brando from The Godfather.
Okay. Well,
it's like you really can't tell the difference.
But it comes with Lex Luthor attached.
Yeah, now that I'm getting older and all of that, it's like the voice is changing.
Yeah.
Anyway. I want to switch gears really quick.
Yeah.
Because we're coming up to our
And Adam Shee is still with us. He's with AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ.
We've got to take the other calls.
Audition, AMTCAudition.com.
We want to take the other calls. But I want to mention this.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo's new movie,
God's Not Dead.
God Is Not Dead is also in theaters. Go see it if you're going to see Noah. Wonderful. Whatever you choose to do, whatever your opinion is, great. But go check out God Is Not Dead because we're big fans of Kevin Sorbo. He's a great guy, and the movie is terrific.
Well, and for the third week in a row, it will probably land in the top 10, and it might be in the top 5. For
it made $9 million opening weekend. It just did another. They're saying $7 million this weekend.
If it holds through.
It's kicking butt.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Adam, you mind sticking around talking a little Noah with some callers and stuff?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll just have the three Stooges tonight.
It's just Adam for me.
Let's go to,
gang.
Line one, Ralph from Red Bank, New Jersey. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ralph,
hold on a
Ralph,
second. Steven wants to put some ground rules in place for you. Go ahead.
There's no ground rules, Ralph. I'm going to put my feet up now, Ralph, because I can't wait to hear how the President of the United States somehow is relevant to opening weekend of Noah with Russell Crowe. Please continue.
Well, you know, I have to read some review regarding this before I could proceed to go see the movie.
Let's go a little bit quickly, a little fast, a little fast.
Website, NoahTheMovie.com, some kind of clip or a trailer of the film would be shown on that. We definitely would go to it. But regarding the miraculous thing that happened this week, and the sky, you'll see on the rise, the sky opened up and the angels sing, at last and finally the Messiah has met El Papa, you know. And as you can very well understand, the Pope has, a sense of what kind of a man Obama is.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen,
the mention of the president.
Ralph, I have just a quick question. You sound a little different tonight, Ralph. I'm just curious. Ralph, were you at the dentist today? I'm just curious. You're sounding a little.
Well, that's not quite.
Okay.
That is. Between the class warfare in the liberation theology, okay. And
of which, by the way, neither of those things, Ralph, hold on. By the way, neither class warfare nor liberation theology appear in Noah. So that's another reason, if you're out there saying stuff about it.
That one. But nevertheless, he kind of more or less has an understanding of the community organizer slash the anointed one.
I think you're right. But his problem was he organized the entire society against him. So it was one of those things where, unlike Mr. Obama, who rallied the troops to go for, he was actually more like Tubal Cain. Mm-hmm. Obama was more like Tubal Cain. He was dragging people out. They were ready to picket the ark. Mm-hmm. You know, like repeat after me. No rain, no ark. I don't know.
No rain, no ark.
If Obama had been in Noah, what role would he have played?
You don't want to know which animal I'd say he is.
Would he have been one of the rock creatures that was...
You don't want to know which animal I would say he is.
All right. See, Adam, you didn't know you were getting yourself into this mess when you decided to stick around, did you?
I'm wondering if Obamacare can cover my latest dental visit.
Why are why is everybody else mocking my root canal today?
I think I might need one soon. I pray that's not the case.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
I think you might be. It might be God speaking to me, saying I need to give the dentist a call.
Well, thanks for the call, Ralph. Always love you.
Ralph left. Real quickly, Annie. We've only got a few seconds
Annie!
Till the break, but Annie, go right ahead.
Hi, guys. Thank you. I'll try to be very quick then. I want to make a point about Noah, and I want to make a point about the rock creatures real quick. But first, I want to say how irritated I am that some people just never know when they're cutting their own throats, as if Hollywood is so welcoming to biblical stories. We're not trying to get these people to become religious, but we're trying to get the audience to penetrate them psychologically, even sensually now with this technology. You know, if people realize with Russell Crowe, he's familiar with very intense roles that are spiritual. Let's look at Gladiator.
Annie, hold that thought. We're up against a break. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back. No telephones were thrown in the making of this movie. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. Tell your friends, two television networks, hundreds of radio stations, SiriusXM, online at baldwinmccullough.com, live streaming. You can watch and see the show there. We are just thrilled to be here every weekend. It is the most listened to, most distributed piece of talk content across the psychological consciousness that is the American media landscape.
Wow.
I'm starting to sound like you.
Yeah.
The most fantastic radio show ever invented. Yeah, that is Stephen Baldwin. No, it's fun. It's just fun. You should just be here because it's just fun.
We hope you had fun. We have had fun. Adam, did you have fun?
We think it's fun. Adam Shee is with us.
Absolutely. You kidding me?
AMTC, audition.com. If you want your ankle biters to grow up and be stars, they're the ones you want to do it with. Because all those German weird names that Steven was spouting, all those acting schools that you won't remember anyway.
Unterhagen.
Yeah. Is that like German for method acting?
No.
Oh, okay.
We got Annie, though.
But Annie's still on hold. And Annie, you were going to tell us more about your thoughts about... You're irritated at the religious people that are saying, let's undermine a movie that could draw a lot of people to a discussion about eternal things.
Sure, exactly, and especially that it pertains to the First Testament, 2,000 years, far removed from Jesus Christ, which irritates atheists because they got to contend with a real historical figure. This is not a blue god with 700,000 arms, coming out of the side of him. Now, with the rock formations, I really love the concept. I haven't seen it, but strangely enough, sometimes I've pondered, what would it be like? What would be the greatest punishment for a fallen angel? And I think it would be to think that you are light and that you are spirit, you're electric, Godspeed. Imagine to be sent into this gravity pool and now you are a rock. Ouch.
Yep.
Now, that's pretty painful, and I think it's pretty true to the kind of the fall, the spiritual
the punishment
that the Bible wants to give you, and that's the artistic license that they took.
That's right. Just one of them, though.
Annie, go see the film, because I want you to call next week. Tell us what you thought.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, guys, for bringing it up.
We just got a minute left. Let me just say this about the rock creatures. I went and did some research on Genesis 6:4, which is where that's referenced. Mm-hmm. The Nephilim, the sons of God, as they're referred to. Mm-hmm. I went to the Answers in Genesis page, who's had a lot of negative things to say about this movie. They give four traditional views of how the sons of God are interpreted in that verse. At the end of this very long article where they explain all the different theories, they say, we take no position on exactly what the sons of God were.
I'm like, okay, so maybe Aronofsky, why not? Why not rock people?
Sounds like their theories may have been inspired by.
If you want your young person to become connected to the group that's going to care and nurture them through the training process to become a star, a star for God, amtcaudition.com. Adam Shee, thanks for being with us.
Kevin, Steven, it's a pleasure.
Steven, thanks for coming back to work.
I love it, brother. God bless
you. See you next Saturday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months.
simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.